There are actually three horrible, abominable sins which mankind committed, and which the community committed. Mankind committed the sin of eating and eating the earth. It was mankind, all volition of mankind. Adam and Eve, this is for mankind. Then the community is coming, the community, the chosen community, the charismatic community, that's the heart. Has committed also two sins, the entire community. Ego, I don't want to say that Ego, the Arab has a lot of law, but there is another problem. Why did it need the Arab have to demand the making of an Ego? That we are responsible, not for our desire, but for what? For tolerating it. The Ego, what else? And the Marathas. The Chetam Ravim, the Chetam Discount. Well, the whole community was involved, the whole community. And we were punished. We had to delay their entry in the Rashi for 40 years. The whole community. So, but if we should compare the Chetam Kadmei, I mean the causality, the theology of the Chetam Kadmei, is there of the ego. It's a reason of the Meraglim. We will find that the motives are almost contradictory. The motive of the original sin differs from that of the golden calf. Why did other Mauritian sin? Why did he listen to the serpent and the snake? Why? Adam sinned. What did Adam want to be? What did he expect to become? Okay. Immortal was in mind. The contrary, he was immortality. According to our tradition, he was immortality. Right? Yes. He wanted to become, to compete with the Almighty. It was a result of what? Of pride and vanity. Right. He was aware apparently. Adam Rishon was aware that he is a divine being, that he was created in the image of the Almighty. He was aware, otherwise it would have never occurred to him to be like God. That God endowed him with a great charisma and a great ability, and he felt as if the compliance with the divine norm would stymie his growth and his development. On the contrary, he'll become greater and more prominent and more powerful and more wise and wiser if he should violate the tradition which was addressed to him by the Almighty. This is what I mean, convinced that the Noah has convinced him that. However, it means, in other words, what was the cause? What motivated Adam to sin? Awareness of greatness. Awareness of greatness. He was aware that he is a great being. That he is the crown of creation. I mean, he was aware of that. But he did not understand that. He failed to understand something. But he was aware of that. And that's what led him straight to sin. The Yisem Kavihim made a favor. The Yiskechonechem, the Yisem Kavihim made a favor. What was the cause, what motivated the people to make an eagle? The eagle, the episode of the eagle in the Rishonim already pointed out. Then the Gemara already was concerned. The eagle is not only, is actually a puzzle. People left Mitzrayim because the Almighty intervened in Mitzrayim. They themselves witnessed the miracle which took place, occurred in Mitzrayim. Then on Yam Suf, where the Red Sea, they again observed the miracle. As a matter of fact, the they experience the presence of God. By Eminu Bat Hashem Uvilei Shavle, they came to Mount Sinai, and they heard the voice of the Almighty proclaiming Aseret HaDibrei, and then, 40 days later, so Eina Rehechwa Asher Elucho Me'aret Mitzvah. Now it is possible, I mean, this rapid change, I mean, from being a great people, the people which reach great heights, I mean, and then being converted into a primitive Bedouin band of idol worshippers and idolaters. It is all this. The first of all, I raise the question with Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi, and I never quote Rabbi Levi. In the course of COVID, I mean, Rabbi Levi, yeah. And then the Abavanel and the Bishalevi, all of them. All of them in unison say that it did not mean to just proclaim the eagle, but only to proclaim the eagle as a successor to Moshe, as a mediator, as a broker. They felt they themselves don't have access to the Almighty. Almighty is to this way, is transcendent. Only somebody of great charisma, great ability, somebody who is distinct, can have access to the Almighty. But they are plain people. There are 20 people. I mean, how can they, I mean, communicate with the Almighty? Who will tell them, I mean, what the Almighty wants them to do? Then they said, "Kizer ish meishe lo yadanu lo hoyle." All right, I mean, they thought, so. Yeah, the Rebbe said, Gemara says, "In mole vof shebe asherei lucho." You mole, what have you lucho? Why an ishtayer share, an ishtayer the same as Yisrael Kuhn. And all the people would have been annihilated. There are lucho says it. Because what did he mean by a lucho? This said it. Eile are the echo, asher a lucho, together with somebody else. With whom? No, with Rabbein Israel. Asher a lucho, asher a lucho, asher a lucho, asher a It means he didn't deny the existence of God, and that God actually redeemed them, and that God actually freed the Red Sea for them. They saw it was a question of shittuf, what they call it. Of shittuf. That's all. Beginning with Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi and Rabbi Nezre, and Rabbi Barbinel, and Rabbi Malden, and Rabbi Sever, and Beit HaLevi. So basically, they were confused. Moshe was late. Late by 6 hours, that's the basic ratio of it. And because of confusion and being perplexed, without Moshe, they did not understand how can they continue the relationship with God without Moshe the mediator. So, once a person is wrong, so he wanted to replace Moshe with another. Once a person is wrong, I mean, if you make a wrong premise, I mean, even though it's so you made the right conclusions, very great conclusions, wrong conclusions, which would be very great and critical. Yes. So basically, it's a question, I mean. We know the thing. What I think they appoint Aaron? All right, it's nations, not his. Yeah. It's apparent that they got some, he was secure that it was better than Aaron. Why didn't they appoint Aaron? They came to Aaron, should make the Negro. So I appoint him, because they each nation and you're down in the hole away. So I take Aaron. And Yeshua was a mess, oh, it was amazing. Questions, but people who worship idols, I mean, I don't ask any questions. Because if they had the proper logical approach, I mean, they wouldn't have made Aaron, or they would have waited a few more, 6 more hours, for the question of 6 hours, I can't cover. But anyway, they were the motivation. What was the motivation? Just the opposite motivation than the one which prompted other volitions to eat from the nature. The sin of the eagle was, in contrast with the original sin, the consequence of man's self-negating and self-downgrading. The awareness of smallness, the volition of Eisa, actually motivated them to sin, to worship idols. The people sinned because they were perplexed. Moses was gone for a long time. They had no knowledge whether he will ever return, and they could not visualize the fulfillment of the great promise without Moses' leadership. They themselves have no apology to God. Today is Meshe, Leodan Moherle, Kumasi Mono Elohim Amir. It means replace Moshe, not replace the Rabbinic. Replace Moshe. And then this is a mistake. No matter how great Moses was, no matter if Moses was the greatest of all prophets, the greatest of all men, but every plain Jew has access to the Rabbinic. Of course, Moshe's access is different. As Rambam described, with Moshe any time he wanted to communicate, but a Jew should always remember that if there is no Moses, so the Rebbeinu Shlom will come to him like an his door. And the Rebbeinu Shlom's avtoche, promise, if he'll take them out of Egypt and bring them into the West Promised Land, would they be fulfilled without me? That's what they did not understand. No matter how important the issue was, no matter how that he was the greatest of all men, I mean, throughout the generations, throughout the millennia, but the promise, of redeeming the people and bringing them into the land which he promised to the ancestors, our ancestors, the patriarchs, was independent of Moshe's presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him as the mediator, as the go-between, Benechem and Ben Hashem Benechem, but had Moshe died, among Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have contacted them and communicated his will to them. Directly, or he would have chosen somebody. Every Jew, Shemei Atziva Radecho Kom Botzo Yereya. No, the doctor, the regel participated in the Tadana, as Geulo, Vida Kodesh Bohu. Asher Ela, he made the regel was made. Later, I mean, you have to understand the mentality of idol worshippers. You see, this is, they believe, then it is correct, even scientifically correct. They believe, I mean, the idol worshippers did not believe that this particular icon is in divinity. They didn't believe. They thought that the spirit abides in this particular icon or on a particular tree or on a particular plant. A spirit abide. And they thought that will make the ego. Why the idea of an ego? Why the idea of an ego is because of Mitzrayim, but Chazal say the Alayom, the Red Sea, they saw the snake roof. They thought that it will make an ego, so the ego will become the abode of the Spirit of God. The abode. Yeah. Like the Havdu, as they say, the Kulit. So Rabbi Sibera said, what's the difference between the ego and the Kruvia? Rabbi Sibera. Not that it's not Rabbi Sibera. What's the difference? We shechanti the Seichon and the Kaperev between the Kruvia. It's not only permissible to say that. It was incumbent upon the people to construct a sanctuary. And they meant, also mean that the ego serves as an abode. For the Almighty, why the eagle was treated like a Rizore and the Mishkan is recorded like a holy shrine? Yeah, what's the answer? Rabbi Sibera is an answer. Beis HaLevi. What is the answer? There's one answer only. Correct. Because the Kruvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make, and the eagle was made by themselves. Exactly. The commandment of God. It's not that it's essentially different. We were told and instructed to make the construct the Mishkan, And the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised them that this Shechina, this is Midas HaTzimtzum, you know, that the Shechina, His presence will be in the Mishkan. The Gemara, told us, the Medrash told us, Kishom Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Meshe, the Osu Midrash V'Shechanti B'Seichom, Nivol Meshe, Meshe Kat Frenzi. In HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim V'Echal Kanucho, V'Afka Abayi Shadei HaShem Onishi, God is infinity. He carried the universe. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא מישה ויקי מישה שאת חשף אני חשף no question כשאני ראיתי and I won the universe cannot contain the Almighty וכשאני ראיתי if I won הרי מצמצם משכין נוצי I can shrink myself shrink my שכין and my presence פסח על פסח just a square Worthlessness on the part of man is exaggerated. At some times, greatness is responsible for it, and sometimes, at other times, is always responsible for it. So what is actually our viewpoint, even if you had us about man, is great or small, what should it be? What should it be? Greatness leads to hate and smallness, the awareness of smallness. A man should not say, who am I, that I should pray to God? Will God hearken to my prayer? Who am I? Shouldn't say that. Shemei atzino adecho kovot for yereo. On the other hand, the man should not say, my prayer, carry weight, because I am very important. This is what I call the Eon Tzilah. The way Tzitzis explains the Eon Tzilah. I pray and I am sure that my prayer will be fulfilled. And there was never a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu given to His people that all prayers will be fulfilled. The promise is Ka'ato Shemei Atzilah. He hearkens to prayer. He hears prayer. But whether the prayer is accepted or rejected, there is no promise. We depend upon the person who offers the prayer and upon the inscrutable will of the Lord. The man shouldn't say, on the one hand, I am such a small, tiny being. Me, nothing. I mean, within the context of the universe, who am I? What is the whole globe about within the context of the universe? Nothing. Is, you should say that's what's the use of praying. Like even just let them, he should consider himself an important thing, because he's the individual, he's great, it's the image of God. He's from the cosmic viewpoint, Neil, but from the spiritual viewpoint, a man is an important being. Very important being, because each individual is a world for himself, and one more. Because man was created not in a crowd or as a genus. Man was created as an individual. What is the other yechidi? It's important. On the other hand, man should not exaggerate his importance and make the following, the opposite statement. My prayer will certainly be accepted. There's no doubt about it. Because I am a great man. I'm worthy of God. Love and loving kindness. This is true. Rabbi Nathan says, Iyun Tzilah. Maskirin Avnish of Sharodah. Rabbi Nathan says, what is Iyun Tzilah? Iyun Tzilah is good. Iyun Tzilah you consider as a virtue. So it depends what Iyun Tzilah is. If I just pour out my heart, this is Iyun Tzilah, which is commendable. And then should engage in that. But if I am sure that my prayer will be accepted, reveal is a gateway. Will bring about frustration, a feeling of frustration and disappointment. So more in Brochet, Rabbi Nathan. Yes, on the one hand, of Avraham, on the other hand, Avraham prayed to God, and Kadayoku argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. Showed that Avraham had a double awareness. Awareness of Avraham, and awareness of greatness of Solomon the King. Remember the Kotzka used to say, Why is it necessary to have two pockets in the vest? Really, you never use the two pockets. But the one pocket should be just a piece of paper, a slip of paper, with the following inscription, Bishvili Nivrayim, the world was created for my sake. And the second pocket should be a slip of paper with another inscription, V'nechem V'nevon Anachnu Mo. God given means a certain persistence. As a matter of fact, the very reality of Tshuva, the fact that Tshuva is possible, is rooted in the inner contradiction in the human personality, namely that man is great and at the same time small. Dorash Rav Simloy, Rashi quotes it in the beginning of Tazria, as Odom Nivro. Odom Nivro Gufei Lacha Maitse Breshis, following him in the creation of the world. He was the last thing which was created by our Almighty was Shim Zocho Emrim Leyatuk Ibamto Le Malach Yashore Lei Zocho Yatush Kadimchot. The same idea. Man is great and small. And, as a matter of fact, in history, we know that man is great. If the Jewish people could afford the heavenly being, prophet, Zuma Kodesh Bocho communicated, have Meisha Rabbeinu, the greatest of all, the fact that man is very, very great being. Otherwise, God would not communicate with man. On the other hand, in our history, we know from a Ben Amdosha. It means that man can be very low, very cruel. But Tshuva itself, the reality of Tshuva, is rooted in the inner contradiction, the inner personality. Man sins because he is small. Had he been a great being, exclusively a great being, he wouldn't have sinned. He confesses. Well, what does a man say in his confession? When he confesses that means guilt, what does he say? Somehow we are in that army, he shouldn't say anything. Best is if you say, Ono Choto, Ono Zechato, Ono Devil. Clear. But usually, you'll take the Tzilazako, it's a confession, beautiful video, but there is, I try to explain why it is. Vaniti Ras Veleish, I'm a wooden. A wooden creeping glory. Sorry. It means not backbone, not power of resistance, not persistence, as I talk about. I knew that the temptation for me, because I'm just a wooden without a backbone. So, how do we explain Ches in our confession, in our video? Because we are small people. We are small, we are worthless, we have no will, we have no power of resistance. Is it permissible to say so? Or the Chayotim is too enough, but I need a better authority for that. Who said so? Meisha Rabbeinu. Asher Ne'alnu, Asher Chatom. What do you mean Ne'alnu? Huh? We were foolish, we were small. We acted like idiots. We say it in every video, Yashalau and Yashalatan. Hatan is Terein, it's like one of the Terein. Is man, in his confession, in his video, in his admission of guilt, in his plea, may or should mention it. That Chet, he committed an error, a sin, because he is a little bit, little tiny bit. However, this is as far as Chavot al-Ova is concerned. But however, what about Kabbalah al-Havo? When man wants to amend his ways and change himself completely from top to bottom and start from the new life, from the scratch, then man must have faith in himself. That he is capable of doing it. That he is a hero. Not a kelas leish, but has the nine wheels. Otherwise he would not start. It's very hard to be a function. Very difficult. I told you many times, and you too, I may have been saying shurim Friday night in Boston, I mean, starts up in the night in Boston, for so many years. So certain gentlemen used to send Rachelists, and they had an impact upon it. And once I asked him in a conversation, why doesn't he change his way of life? So he said, my children will send me off to insane asylum. It's not that good. I'll lose all my friends. That's all my friends are losing my children. It's not the truth. So what is? So in order to be about children, so men must have courage. Must be ready to simply, to meet a heroic life. To change your life, particularly in the, after 40, the children grew up, and they have their own way of life, which they inherited from the father, and suddenly the father changes his way of life. It's not so simple. It's very hard to say. What do you need for it? That is just faith in oneself. If there is no faith in oneself, there cannot be any truth. Never pray. You have no right to speak of children. When you have too much faith in yourself, so you can't commit an error. How could Stalin commit an error? How could Lyndon Johnson commit an error in Vietnam? He thought very much of himself. Awareness of greatness was very relevant to me, Lyndon Johnson. He never said that we were a small, little, tiny being. Even though he's the president of the United States. So he couldn't have made a mistake. He had said, for Pepe, I made a mistake about Vietnam and pulled the troops out of Vietnam. The opposite convention in the United States had taken a different turn. He had no courage. He had no courage. And so he screwed up marriage. So you have to admit, in order to admit a mistake, to plead guilty, you have to know yourself. Namely, that you're a tiny being. Tiny being, a foolish being. You have to be capable of saying, I shall lay all my life for tunnel. We were foolish. We were stupid when we made it in. But this is as far as Chavot HaLo'Omar is concerned, as far as regret pertaining to the past. But now, what about the future? A new life? But then I have got to change myself in this. I believe I am a great being. I'm a great being. I'm strong and I'm consistent. And I know everything. And the way I wonder, and how, no matter how ridiculous it will appear to others, and the change of my ways will appear to others, I'll persistently pursue the goal which I realize is a good one. This inner journey truly is based on, without this double awareness, which is, contains a real contradiction between men great and men small, is the mystery of Tshuva, or the performance of Tshuva rooted in that double awareness. And basically you have it in David's psalm. Kere shamech o mafet ve'ezbecho, ma'enish kisitzkerenu ve'nodom kisitzkerenu. And then next, what chasrei ma'at malikim, doesn't David contradict himself? He does contradict, but this is the truth. He said, look, ma'enish kisitzkerenu ve'nodom kisitzkerenu. And the same time, what chasrei ma'at malikim, kim shafta tachas rakot. Everything is. He is a babbler. But now let me pick up another. That is the continuation. I just have five thoughts. If you open up the Chumash, the Mishpatim, Mishpatim Chof Gimel. 23 Mishpatim, 23:20. This is Shishi. Where are the Chumash? Shishi. Ine anechi shereach maloch lefanecho, lishmolcho baderech, ubeacho el amoki masher achanisti. Yishoma mipona vushma bekele altam erbei, kele yisol lefish achem. Tishmi Bishamay. Get it? Now, behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee by the way and to bring thee into the place which I have promised thee. Right? What did Meshi say? Did Meshi react to this proposition by the Almighty? No, he didn't react. Nothing, he said nothing. Nothing. He accepted it. He liked it. Alright, this is a mishpat. Let's take a look at this. That is a big terror. In the big terror, just a number. ויאמר מישהו עד השם הקדוש ברוך הוא טולד מישהו אפטר יפור גייב יצין על נאבו יישב מישהו ויאטו למדלת שמי של המדבייס פוסק למדגימו לא למדלת שמי 32 comma 34. V'yato leich neche yeseron azeh yehrit. V'yato leich shmeis 32 posuk 34. V'yato leich neche yeseron azeh go and read the people ever asher dibarte lo wherever I'll tell you. I mean, into the promised land. Malochi yilech lifonech. My angel will march in front of me. Will go with you. Correct? Now, Vayim ha-meisha v'adishem, take a look in Shlishi. It's a very difficult separate today, sir. Vayim ha-meisha v'adishem, you have it, Shlishi. Shmeis lamed gimel, fair the three, koma yud beis. Vayim ha-meisha v'adishem re'ei. Yerit, ato ime rolai, ha'alef ramazeh, v'ato meida tani ha'shati shlachimi. V'ato amato yedai ticho, v'gamet, how can Meshi say this? It's apparently Meshi doesn't want to accept this. This time, no, he doesn't want the Malach. He wants the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. V'ato ime matzo sechaim b'inecho, ideinu no ed rochecho. I mean, I would like to do business with you. Directly with you. Not with the mediator or broker or an angel. It doesn't matter how they do it. But they may, who they come to agree that the Malach is not good enough for them. People are princes. So they need your presence. But they may, come on, you may come on, my presence will accompany you. But they may, hello, we may come on, you may come on, but instead of yourself, you'll send a Malach out of enemy. It's very strange. In Mishpatim, he had the same proposition, same suggestion. Meshe did not say a single word. Not a single word, nothing. Misholeach and Malach in the Fanecho, Meshe accepted. He didn't say anything. He was happy. But in the story, in Kitzito, but that the nation's attitudes change. Nation says, in name for Necho Elchim, it's not your presence will accompany us. Out of any of the army, we will die here. We don't want to march anywhere else. Let us die here. Perish in the middle. The question is obvious. So why did Moshe accept the angel according to the story recorded in Mishpatim, and declined the offer in Kitzito? I believe the answer is a simple one. The conversation between God and Moses, which was recorded in Mishpatim, took place prior to the Chet Ha'Egel. Of course, Mishpatim prior to the Chet Ha'Egel. The people who were pure without sin, the historical reality of the people prior to the ego was a sinless reality, completely pure reality. not stained, not corrupted by sin. I mean, the first sin is the ego. But you may not have this all the one to water, I mean, it's not considered a sin. So the people are thirsty, so they complain. But I mean, a major sin, a sin of major proportion, is before the ego, it was sinless, completely sinless. The historical reality of the people was a sinless reality. They did not transgress any law. Moshe thought that the Jewish history will never be stained with crap before the nation has a fault. Yeah. It will continue like that. The historical reality of the Jewish people will not be stained with sin. Will not be corrupted by sin. It will be a sinless reality. It's very easy. It's so easy, I mean. That we wonder, well, why did our historical reality become corrupted with sin? This actually the first time that the historical reality was corrupted is by the sin of the ego. Never be said. The covenantal community will not be illicitous. The reality, historical reality, would have been sinless. The covenantal community wouldn't have needed what? One midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed. There would have been no need for chesed. If I don't commit a sin, and my life is pure, not stained and corrupted by transgression and iniquity, like Zerah, and Tzichah, and David Zohar, so is I am under the auspices, under the Hashgoche of what Midden, of Midden Seven. Since I don't deserve punishment. I am innocent. I am not guilty. If I am not guilty, so there is no need for pardon. If a person was found by the jury not guilty, that has to write a letter to the President of the United States or the Governor of the States to pardon the sin. If there is no sin, there is no problem. So there is no chesed. There is no need for chesed. What midah would guide the people? Emes, midah for emes. Kodesh Boruch Hu lachat chesed ve'emes. When is chesed indispensable? When I do sin and deserve to be punished. And many times it deserves to be annihilated, completely destroyed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the chesed and grants absolution and atonement. But then chesed is necessary. The people before the ego nation thought that the people will exist because it will be deserving of existence. It won't start, will be honest, justice. In such a situation, is a malach. Wonderful. A malach represents midas emes. But malachim know nothing about him. This is straight. And through the tzafur, the medroshim, and the Kabbalah literature, midas, a malach is sent out to administer and to exercise midas emes, justice, tzedek, but not chesed. Chesed is exclusively within, I mean, under the control, or within, in the grip of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In such a situation, the presence of an angel and protector is good enough. However, yesterday, the regel was made. And after Moshe realized, Moshe saved the people from annihilation. And after Moses realized that the presence of a Malach is not sufficient, since angels know nothing of Tshuva. There is no Tshuva in the code of a Malach, there is no Tshuva. There is no Tshuva in the code of the universe. A mistake in the universe, an error. If I build an elevator to carry so much weight, and I'll make a mistake in my calculations, I mean, the tshuva will not change the oliva. Will not change the oliva at all. Because natural law is derived from midas ha'emet. So you made a mistake, so you suffer the consequences. As long as man deserves, the angel will give him ample protection. Since the individual acted in accordance with the rules of Emet and Tzedek, Mishpat. However, at the very instant when man committed a sin and forfeited his rights and claims, the angel will be there to meet him. What is the media field defined? What does that mean? The Rambam in the last chapter on Me'ar Nebuchim defines it. To bestow something upon a person who does not deserve it. To help those who did not deserve to be helped. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does engage in chesed. And you know the story in Sanhedrin, what our rabbis told us, that the Menashe was a very wicked king. He was in captivity, he was taken prisoner in captivity. He began to repent, so he repented. And the Malachim have closed all gates in order that his prayers should not reach the Almighty. The Almighty had to drill a hole underneath the celestial throne in order his prayers should reach him. What does it mean, this story? That Malachim don't understand what's happening. Menashe didn't do that. The Pasuk tells us about Menashe, they got dom rap shafach Menashe. Menashe spilled a lot of blood. Was guilty of many murders. All right, as long as he was king, Yehuda was engaged in crime. But after Melchashu took him into captivity, so he realized that crime did not profit by it, they benefited by crime. So he repented. Malachim considered his tshuva not sincere. He did not repent while he was king, he was a summoner. But he repented from the end, he became a prisoner. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the logical arguments, all logical arguments, supported the attitude of the Malachim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless, contrary to logic, and contrary to Midas Emes, opened a gate for Menashe in order to make it possible for him to change. Malachim don't understand the whole mystery of tshuva. This is perfect. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed Ve'emet, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Matek Elate Chesed. If there is a problem with the Chesed Ve'emet, Chesed will win. Always. Chesed will win. Matek Elate Chesed. The scales of tip, the scales of Chesed. Yes. That's why Moshe, after the Egel, so when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Leich Lechei Yisrael Hazeh, and he shaveach Malachi, he said, Emein Poneinu Helchim, Al Taleinu Muzeh, it's no use, we'll perish him in next time. The Chet became a historical reality, the presence of God is indispensable. The angel does not tolerate the sin. He said it, if you read it in Mishpatim, he will say it. If you read it in Mishpatim, good. In the Nechi Shoreyach Malach, it's Yichot Gimu 23, comma 20. In the Nechi Shoreyach Malach, Lefanecho, Lishmocho, Baderech. Yerit? Ulanacho, Ramok, and Asher, Chinesi. Yishona, Mipono, Rushma, Bekele. Be heedful of him, and listen to his voice. Kele Yisor, Fishachem. He will not forgive. If you sin vis-a-vis me, if it's a business between me and you, so you may afford the luxury of sinning. Because I am a Rav Chesed Ve'emes and Matek Elate Chesed. But we start with the angel, then Shama upon us. Kele Yisrael, Shema Bekele, Al Tamer Be, don't rebel against him. creation of Yishachem. Even the Yod. But the Bera says, Kishmi Bikyot. Because his name, at my name, abide in him. What is it? So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? And the Kota HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, for this sin, and he grants atonement. The Malach does not grant any atonement. Yeah, what says Kishmi Bikyot? What means Kishmi Bikyot? Did you see what Rashi says, Kishmi Bikyot? Read for us. Continue. Shmi Bikyot means Shaddai. Shaddai, the name Shaddai. Not Abayev. Not Abayev. If Abai would abide in the Malach, then the Malach would know of Chesed. Abai is the name of Chesed. Abai, Abai, Kerach u'Mechanun. We read it this morning. But there is a name Shaddai. What kind of a name? What does Shaddai represent? What? Shona, Elohim of Dai. What does it mean? It represents the natural law. The mathematical equation of its rules in the universe. Shaddai! So much and not more! So much and not less! Limit! The boundary! It's the name of the so-called boundaries. The mathematical boundary. Up to here, not beyond. The mathematical boundary. Up to here, not beyond. If it is Chesed, there is no boundary, there is no die. If Chesed is an Ramses, it is like a river which gets out of its bed in the spring and inundates the environment. There are no boundaries, no borders, no dams, nothing can stop the flow of Chesed. It's powerful. But Shaddai means so much, neither less, no more. It's the law which governs the universe. And the Malach knows only that name, the Shaddai. I reveal to Moshe the name of Elias. I did not grant them reveal to them the Midas HaTshuva. Ushmi Avayel and Adai to the Midas HaChesed, I did not reveal to Abraham. Abraham knows me as Kel Shaddai. As God of truth, fullness, as God who guides the universe, as God who is the source of all the dynamic, of the cosmic dynamics. There is no chesed in the universe. The two stars meet and they clash, so then both will be destroyed. No chesed. But the Moshe Rabbeinu reveals the new approach, the new media of chesed. Dr. Malach represents me, yes, but only the aspect of Shaddai. Shoma Elohim died. This is the Ashgochet which governs the universe. But there is another kind of Ashgochet which governs my relationship with man, and this is Chesed. The Malach does not represent. The Malach does not know anything about Hazayim. Not even Rabbi Yitzchak Yankel knew about it, only Moshe. One of my names. How many names are going to go? Many attributes. Each attribute represents a Mide. Shaddai represents the Mide MS. This is the natural law which governs the universe. And the Malach who represents Shaddai cannot understand the Mide Sachet and the Mide Sachet. Okay? That is why Moshe, after the ego, changed his mind. Before the ego, he thought, it's okay. It will be historic, a pure historical reality, a sinless reality. And if the Jews will continue, the sinless history will be no need for the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. там мало холодильник пока что. Однако между Богом залагается. Вот это время он make a change his mind. Но еще realize. The Jewish history will be great, a heroic deed will also be because a tragic history, full of sins. And if the history is expected to be full of sins, the Malach has not waited. So you need the presence of the Almighty Himself. It's not only a Ravenes, but a Ras Chesed. Embraces Chesed at Adam. But, let's continue. Further idea. At the end of Kisiso, we read a story. What is the story at the end of Kisiso? I mean, this morning we read it. What story do you read at the end of Kisiso? What story? Huh? What do you say? Yeah. The fact that Moshe's countenance began to radiate light, or to send off light. Koran Erz Nemesh. When did it begin to radiate or to send off light? To be when after it came down, it was success. Read it him in awe. When? The first time it came down or the second time? Second time. Why didn't it radiate the first time? She told Bedabre Imei. She says Bedabre Imei because God communicated with him. I mean, communication between God and Moses on Mount Sinai took place even the first time. But there was no, his face did not radiate in the light, did not send off in the light. The second time, the Moshe came down with the second Luchat. After the shattering of the Luchat and after the 120 days, it means Yom Kippur. When he came down from the mount on Yom Kippur, he then Moshe Yoda ki korani upon our bedabri. So Kodesh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Moshe a gift, namely what? His face sent off light, radiant. It became a source of physical light. Of course, the light is reflected. Which light did this Moshe reflect? The light of the presence, of divine presence. Reflected. Reflector. Yeah. Yeah, a simple question. Why didn't that happen first time? Yeah, but what I'll kick on your phone for, right? I mean, perhaps I'll do. I didn't have to answer that. Two answers to that. One answer is simple. It would have sent off light the first time the Moshe sent it. It would have. If the ego had not been made at the same time. And Moshe descended from Mount Sinai the first time and also with the Shtei Luchos. Shtei Luchos Beyoda, the two tablets of stone in his hand. Something happens in the camp, downstairs. Downstairs something happens, what happens? The eagle was already in the center of the camp, and the people were dancing and feasting and sacrificing, I mean, to the eagle. And what has it got to do with Moshe? But Moshe was not involved with them, on the contrary. What? The guy, you see, God knew I mean, yes, but I would like a quotation from a Rashi. So that certain things we cannot say out. We need support. What does Rashi say? God told him, Leich reit, kishich es amcho, asher etzei somer etz Mitzrayim. What does Rashi say, Leich reit? Leich reit. Yeah, kitei, read a Rashi. Go get down. Leich reit, go get down. Because your people, which you took out of Mitzrayim, became corrupt. Shichet Amcho became corrupt. So what does Rashi want to emphasize? Dr. Leich, Reid, he said Leich. Or Reid, by Leich, Lech, Reid Lecho. What's the Lecho, does it mean? It means you lost your greatness. Of course, you are a great man, Moshe. but I bestowed greatness of you because you are the leader and the teacher of the people. As long as the people is a great people, so you are a great leader. If the people consist of small men, tiny little beings, of a band of Bedouin, which alienated itself from me and substituted an eagle as well for me, for my presence, so you are not great anymore. Your greatness is gone. Klum no satim lo gdulo elo bishvilom. I gave you greatness because of the people. Because of the people. So Meisha lost his greatness for a while. Rashi Avili says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu excommunicated Meisha for a while. It's not the Meisha. Meisha was beneath him. When he lost his charisma, he lost his stature, he lost his personality because the people are there. Of course, Meisha was great as long as the people were. But the people are a bunch of sinners, of idolaters, of idol worshippers. So what is the greatness of Moshe? His greatness is as a teacher. If the Talmud is lost and there is no disciple, so what is the greatness of the teacher? So that's why Moshe's faith did not really come alive. But he lost for a while, for a short while. He lost his greatness. Now, the second answer, there is another answer. This answer, I believe this answer is the true answer. But there is another answer too. Let me ask you a simple question. I've never been asked this question, I assume. But the question, what I would like to know, who was greater? The question per se is, I'm hesitant to ask this question. But by the answer you understand that the question is a legitimate one. Who was greater? Moshe Rabbeinu or Avraham Avinu? It's a childish question. But sometimes one is permitted to ask a childish question. It's also a little childish question. Man is trying to run out in the corner. What is your answer, your first reaction? I want not to... Avram? No. First answer should be Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? It will come to Moshe, become ignominic, to Moshe, come to Israel, to Moshe ignominic? Just a moment. Moshe was the greatest of all prophets. Those who preceded him, and those who followed him. That's all. The only question is that Moshe himself, from time to time, invoked, that means addressing himself to the Almighty, addresses him as the God of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. In the Vayichal Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzchel Avdecho LaAvraham Yitzchak Yaakov. If Moshe is the greatest, why does he have to invoke the name of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Tzchel Avdecho LaAvraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Dabar Lezbo. And Moshe quite often refers to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Of course, it is true that Moshe was the greatest man. The prophet who comes from the Moshe is not. Actually, Hashem ponim al ponim. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in his 13 principles of faith, has a separate principle of faith, a separate tenet. One tenet is called divrei nevi'im, whatever the prophet said. Who? Will be implemented, and secondly, Shemuas Meshe Rabbeinu Ola Vasholei, Ois Amitis, Yeshua Oyo Av, Lalvim, Lakeidim, Laboy Macho. If it's Moshe's Nevuah is true, secondly, it is the greatest most out there. So, correct, this is a special category of Nevuah. The Rambam has four criteria which you would have to distinguish between Moshe's Nevuah and other Nevuah. Yes, correct. In my opinion, Moshe's greatness, until with regard to the Oved, was attained at the second time when he went back to the Oved. After the eagle, Abraham was greater. because whereas the Meshia was unique and singular, no one else could resemble him. Where is it mentioned in the Chumash? No, this had also correct, but before this it was. In Balechot, when Miriam and Aaron engaged in criticism of Moshe. In Yiyam, with Nivyach, and Bamare, and Bamare, they came out of the Moshe. Look up in Balechot, they came out of the Moshe. To the whole Meir Sinemelu, at the end of Balechot. Correct? I once heard from my father, Chayyar Rachat. What is Chayyar Asher Otsa Adeshem Rekecho on a million Baderer Metezkan in Israel? What is it? And the Torah says, Chayyar Asher Otsa Lecha Molek, we understand the importance of remembering that Amor Molek is Dutras, or try to Dutras. The Torah says, Chayyar Al Tishkach, Nishom Olach Al Tishkach, Esa Dvor Masharo in Echo, we should remember Matan Torah, it makes sense. If you don't remember Matan Torah, what kind of a Jew are you? The Torah says, Zohar Hashem HaShabbat Lekadshe, makes again sense. And the Torah says, Mantishka Shem Tishka Nehra Shem Tzrayim Shem Echa Yecho, again sense. But what is the reason? The Creator, what is it? So Rashi says, Rosh Nehore, we should remember not to engage in Rosh Nehore. Because Rosh Nehore leads to leprosy. That's what Rashi says. But why does the Torah have to emphasize Rosh Nehore among the basic tenets of Sfira? Because what? This means the godless of nations. Why was Miriam punished? Because she criticized nations. She believes that her words, her prophecies, and Moses' prophecy are identical. And that's what prompted the Rambam to count the words Meshach Rabbein Olam Hashom and Moshe Amiti. Rishuav and Vim Akedin Aboyim Acho. That what prompted him to do so? The Pasuk Treira Shavos Adeshem Rekecho with Miriam Baderech. It's not related to Lashon Hora, it's not related to criticism, it's related to the fact that Miriam equated herself with Meshi, identified herself with Meshi. But that was that, so where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Miriam that Meshe is a novice, sui generis, unique and singular in Balechot, correct? Yeah. Now take this paragraph today. Shmei Yisrael Mitzgimu Posek Yudalef, 33:11, before Shlishi. והיו כבי מי שראי עלו ירד עמוד רונון ועומד פסח ראיל ודיבר עם מי שרוח עולם עמוד רונון עמי פסח ראיל וקום קולון ושטח ויש פסח רואי ודיבר עד השם מסמר מי שפונים בפונים כאשר דבר איש ועל ראיל אקזקטיב אותה כדי שבור חסד עם הרשת פונים על פונים עד הרבה so when did it happen? When did it begin? After it. It's right after the evil. Right after it. Makes its singularity, makes its uniqueness, and its supremacy above all other prophets. It was granted him after the episode of the evil. Then he became Afwan Vim, Akimim, Vapoy Macho. But prior to that, he got one. That Rashi said, ואיר על אברום יצחק ויעקב, תורה שזה זנין על דמר רש. דאבדים זה במשתכחים. אברהם was superior to you. אברהם never questioned my promises. But still, I told him, the land is yours, but you have to pay for a grave to... I don't know, so many shekels for a grave. He never questioned my promise, the veracity of. And you and me, we just had one failure here. And so you already came complaining. But according to Rashi, that time Abraham was greater. So Kodesh Baruch introduced the name of Abraham in order as an example of as a complete, absolute act of emunah, of faith. But when did Meisha rise above everybody? The second ego, that is after the ego, because Meisha at that time he was ready to sacrifice his life. Mechayana mitzitzacha, shakasa. That's what elevated him to this to great height above everybody else. That's why that his face began to beam and to send off light after the episode of the ego. Because after the episode of the Egel, by Dabir and Hashem al Meshe, Ponim al Ponim. If it's not Ponim al Ponim, so you cannot reflect the light. When you reflect the light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke within Ponim al Ponim. So he was the reflector of the light of the divine light. And then the Perek reported for the first time that Meshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ponim al Ponim, face to face, in encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the reason for the reflection by Meisha of the divine light. The first time there was no Ponim al Ponim. The second time. All right. Okay, it's also made this. There is something else. Thank you. In Mishpatim Yisrei, this is the last question. Mishpatim Yisrei, is there a Shemalte mentioned or not? Mishpatim Yisrei, Mishpatim. And Kittisam. Is there a Shabbat Peh mentioned or not? Of course, if you just read the text, it's no. But if you read the text with the interpretation of the Gemara, it's yes. Vayemer Adeshem al-Meshia Alei Elai Ohoro Ve'ek no lochot Yidem Dat Mishpatim Alei Elayo. So to that way. Vayemer Adeshem. Vayemer Adeshem Amesha. Alei Elayo to Mishpatim 24:12. Vayemer Adeshem Amesha. Alei Elayo. Ve'yeshom. Ve'etno lecho efluch Yisraelen. Ve'atero v'amitzvah shekatzavti le'ereza. So Rashi says, la'atem te'mash. Yes, I mean, but Rashi doesn't say much. The Gemara in Brocha says, Atero zu chamisha chumash Atero. The Amitzvo zu Mishnes, Atero shel Alpeh. The Gemara in Brocha interprets Mitzvo Atero shel Alpeh. Atero is Gemara, ואת מוכו אסלוך את האבן, ואתרו והמיצה שחסכתי לראי שם, ריפר סלוך את האבן. Because the Torah was written by Meisha and not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher chasafti l'reishom refers to Luchos Eved. Eyei Elai Ohoro ve'yei Shomo ve'et melecho esluch etzo Eved Asher chasafti l'reishom ve'ater aval mitzvah. This is the clear thing to me. You understand it? Yes. Is what is why is Torah Shabbat? The Rambam at the beginning of his introduction to Mishneh Torah, he says תרא שבכתב ותרא שבעל פה ניתנו במשה מסיני. תרא שבכתב שנאמר ותרא לכל התרא, ותרא שבעל פה שנאמר ויהיה מצווה. זו מישנה. Why, how does תרא שבעל פה come on the מצווה? תרא שבעל פה, תרא שבכתב, התרא היא מנסן, חמיש חמישה תרא לגמור, זה תרא שבכתב זה חמיש חמישה תרא. והמצווה זו מישנה, מה זה מישנה? תרש מלפה. וואי תרש מלפה סבסיום דם דם מישנה, על דם מצווה. יוז'ל כל המאה. What? Difficult. In my opinion, is the word mitzvah has a double semantic. Kamen, savei kamen. We have the expression when Yishayo came to his Kiyo. Viato savei lebeitcho. What means savei lebeitcho? Write a will, write a testament, a will. Means transmit your property, your riches. So savei means to transmit. Savoe, what is that savoe in Hebrew? Of course a will. Why is it called savoe? Transfer. And that's why mission, why mitzvah is called mitzvah. It's like savoy, it means the transmission from of the perish of Alter from generation to generation. It's called mitzvah. So like savoy, mitzvah, the Gemara interprets mitzvah in Mishpatim like the halachic theorem of savoy with regard to testament. It's a lesson to will. It means tavei lebeitcho means entrust whatever you have to your household. Transmit, pass on. Tell another. This is Teresh Valter. What is Teresh Valter? Teresh Valter and Masera are identical. Identical terms. Masera, you understand me? You see, usually we are calling in our colloquial Hebrew, in our colloquial Yiddish, even colloquial English, is mitzvah means a command, a deed which was commanded, which is desired by God, which God willed us to do. But in the Gemara mitzvah right often means mitzave machmas mitzvah, mitzave machmas shubori. Mitzvah means to transmit, to turn over, to pass on. This is Teresh Valter. Teresh Mekhtav, what's the difference? Teresh Mekhtav and Teresh Valter, what's the difference? Teresh Mekhtav should be committed to what? To writing? Writing. Should be written down. Then Teresh Valter should be committed to what? To Masere. With continuity of transmission, continuous transmission. This is Teresh Valter. Teresh Mekhtav consists of the written word. Teresh Valter consists of the spoken word. Of the spoken word. This is mitzvah. Interesting is, what about Kefito? Is there a mention of Teresh Valter? What about Kefito? Is there a mention of Teresh Valter in Kefito? In my opinion, Kefito is one of the most difficult parts in the Torah. A substantial part of the Rambam's Mer Nevuchim is related to the parts in Kefito. Particularly, Deinu Noes Kvidecho, וסוחה מירת הסקווידי, כמירוני הוועדו ירוני הוועדו מבחוי, ונערי אינו אזרחי, ידעי אינו אזרחיך. זה פיימס, זה מילו פארט אף נורא מסויה למוכים, זה התקונצר, זה די פארט. נו, זה. ורספרים שימור אינגיק. אומר רבי יחנן, רבי יחנן סער, ומיכה סבלי, זה קוונס, זה שקונסקוליה, וסקונסקוליה, זה פרויה, הקודש ברוך הוא, זה אלמייטי, אלו על תרש ברוך הוא. זה רלית את תרש ברוך הוא. שנאמר, לפוש כעפי הדבורים הוא אירי, קוראתי ברית איתכו ואיש ישראל. מה נתיק עלו? איתה דיין. איתה שמי, איתה נגפשי. שמי. ויאמר עד השם על משק, צום לכו את הדבורים האלה, על פי הדבורים האלה קראתי את חברים שיש ישראל. Yeah, you're right. Does it make sense to you? I mean, if you have a Gemara Gittin, I would show you where it is. I mean, and it's often correct. You remember the Gemara? So at least I have another witness to support you. I like when people check up on me when I quote something. Yes. How does Rabbi Yechon interpret it? Are you not a shekel measure? Read it, no? Stop looking at that word in my ear. You'll be at word in my ear, correct? So you're speaking of nothing. Come on. אמר רבי יחן, לקורס הקדיש ברוך הוא בריס עם ישראל, אמר בשביל דבור שבעל פה, שנאמר כי על פי הדברים האלה הפרעתי את חבריס את ישראל. ואחד עוד אחד זה נמצא פה לפתוס. פה דרש עשרה. לא, בדרש עשרה. Вот actually prompted Rabbi Yechon to interpret the passage. I'll show you how Rabbi Yechon interpreted the passage. But what motivated Rabbi Yechon to interpret the passage with regard to Tera Shabbat Pei? What motivated him? Something motivated him. What motivated, what prompted Rabbi Yechon? Korati Bris Itcho. Korati Itcho Bris Bet Nisroel. של הפסד קורת לי בריס את ישראל. What is Yitro? What is Yitro? There was no special bris with Meisher Rabbeinu. The bris included the Knesset Yisroel as a whole. What is Yitro? Apparently there are two brises, two covenants. A covenant between God and Moses, and a covenant between God and the people. In Tero Shebechtav, it's ridiculous. In Tero Shebechtav, there is one covenant. People and God, Meisher Rabbeinu is one of the people. He's a member of the community, Meisher Rabbeinu. Tero Shebechtav is something else. We need the Tero of the Meisher. Tero Shebechtav was given to Meisher. Reishe Meisher Noach Botei Vassai, Meisher was very generous, and tested times with Nei Yisrael. The Tero Shebechtav was given to Meisha Vachatzilah. And Meisha Pestitan extended the bris, extended the covenant to include the entire community. That was Korati Yitro bris, Ves Yisroel. Had the Tere been concerned with Shebechtav, would be Asher Korati bris Es Yisroel. Tero Shebechtav, Meisha did not have a bigger share than the woodchopper and the water drawer. Although then a military Jew, the same Torah, we all have the same share. Maybe you can say Asher Korati Bris in Torah Shebaal Peh, you understand it very well. You cannot say that everyone has the same share. The share is proportionate to what? To knowledge. And since Meishe knew Kol HaTorah Kulet, he knew the whole Torah, so the Bris included first Meishe. Meishe was generous. Meishe taught the Tera Shabbal Peh to people, to the community. He was the Meisha, I said, Meisha was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as redeemer, or as diplomat, or as a political leader, I mean, to negotiate with Pharaoh, no. He was chosen because Meisha Rabbeinu was the teacher par excellence. Who could take people who were addicted to Avodah Zarah and to the Sphere Apostle and raise them to dizzying heights. And I'm not asking any gay courage. In the priest, Tera Shabbal Peh was concluded to reach with whom? First, with the greatest of all Jews, with the greatest teacher in the world. And then, that's called his father. How did Rabbi Yechon interpret the whole passage? I'll tell you. Then, Vayimar Adeshem al Meishe, so should have been Kseiv Lecho Eskol Asher Anichi Mitzaveko. That's how the protection. Kseiv Lecho, committed to writing, write down everything I told you, what I'm going to tell you, Kol HaTorah Kulet. Said Kseiv Lecho Es HaDvorim Ha'ele. It's a qualification. Only the Dvorim Ha'ele. But not the rest. It means, Vayimar Adeshem al Meishe, Ksov Lecho, write down as Advorim O'Ele. Velei Kol Dvorai. Well, not the end. Velei Kol Dvorai, not everything I tell you. Ki Al Pi Advorim O'Ele, the rest. The Advorim O'Ele in the first part of the process, the Advorim O'Ele in the second part of the process, don't refer to the identical object. In the first part of the process, Advorim O'Ele refers to what? Tell us that, if the whole Torah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant HaDvorim Ha'ele, including all including an all inclusive manner. She says, "Ksav locho, ksav locho, itza shalichi mitzavcho ayin." When the Torah in Krishna says, "Voya advorim lahila shalichi mitzavcho ayin," the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have told Mishra, "And ksav locho, itza advorim ashalichi midai adad adaber lecho ashalichi mitzavcho ayin." He says, "It's advorim lahila." So he pointed out one part ksav locho advorim lahila. Avolei tichtik there is. You should add something. Avolei tichtik is called why. Don't write down everything I told you. Because Kialpi Advarim Ele. The other part is Balpe. Or Nechiker is Bris Itoch. That part I give exclusively to you. Ksov Lachat Advarim Ele for everybody. This is the universal Torah. Which actually you are just the messenger to deliver the Luchas and the Torah. That's all. Meshi has just the function of a messenger. But there are others. The word of God includes much more than that. And the word of God, the rest, is given to you exclusively, and don't write it down. Ki advorim ho'ele, which I tell you not to write down. Ksein lochet advorim ho'ele, to write down a part, advorim ho'ele means a part. Because ki alpi advorim ho'ele, which I told you not to write down, is the bris, the covenant will first include you, and if you be generous, you may extend the covenant to include everybody. Korati itcho bris, v'eshis cholot. Take a look in Rashi. Es advorim ha'ile, v'lei ator ha'shoi lichtif teiro shemalpe. Ki alpi advorim ha'ile, in accordance with teiro shemalpe, korati itcho bris, v'eshis cholot. All right.